An hour after Senator Jeffords' announcement, one of his Republican colleagues was still trying to absorb it.
I have to have a couple of beers before it will totally sink in. I need to go out and run about 10 miles and then have a couple of beers, and it'll soak in somewhere in that process.
Senator Don Nichols stood outside his office door in the Capitol. He's a trim Oklahoman. He wore a red tie. He's one of the more conservative Senate Republicans. While answering questions from a crowd of reporters, Nichols spun around to look backwards and realized that an outdated sign hung above his door. In gold letters, that sign said, Assistant Majority Leader.
I don't know what we'll do about that, but I like that title. And I'm not going to give up on it too easy. I'm going to work to see that we'll be back in the majority.
Just a few feet down the hallway stood another senator, surrounded by another huddle of reporters. They were scribbling notes. Olympia Snow of Maine is a Republican moderate, and though the two senators never spoke to each other or even heard each other in the crowded hallway, it almost seemed as if they were holding a debate.
If we want to be a majority party, then we have to be a broader party. An ideological majority does not, make a national majority.
After Snow's old friend Senator Jeffords defected, the Senate's remaining 49 Republicans held a private meeting. They talked to each other in a room just down the hallway from this spot.
I spoke, about myself as a Northeast Republican, and obviously we represent diverse constituencies and we're going to express different views. That doesn't mean that we lack principles.
Senator Jeffords abandoned his party after conservatives battled to stop him from gaining extra funding for special education. In the private meeting, according to sources, a conservative senator said special education was not a Republican issue. The sources say a more moderate senator, Chuck Hagel, responded, "If that's not a Republican issue, then I'm not a Republican." Several senators made similar remarks. Other Republicans offered differing accounts. But at the end, as he stood here by his doorway, conservative Senator Don Nichols told reporters he'd learned something from the moderates.
I think we have to listen better, and vice versa.
A few feet away, Olympia Snow told the other group of reporters that conservatives have to do more than listen. She said they need to return to a more traditional, moderate Republican agenda.
The Republican Party, needs to think about its historical roots.
Speaking to his gaggle of reporters, Senator Nichols denied that he had ignored the moderate ideas of Senator James Jeffords.
I just disagree with that. I work one of the issues that most of you know I've spent a lot of time on is patients' bill of rights. Jim Jeffords was an ally. He spent more time in this office working on that issue than probably any other issue he's worked on in conference. We consumed a lot of chocolate chip cookies trying to put this bill together. And so he was a valuable player in that.
Moderate Republicans contend Jeffords occasionally was trampled over. But even Olympia Snow says that in the end, Jeffords' decision surprised her, even though they meet for lunch every Wednesday.
I wish he had shared it, with me. We get so busy, even with lunch, you get so busy, so inundated that I think sometimes we don't even have time to sit down and talk to one another, in a careful way.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Thanks,
Senator.
With that, moderate Senator Olympia Snow turned away from the reporters. She disappeared down a flight of stairs. Conservative Senator Don Nichols turned in a different direction. He stepped into his office with its outdated sign and let the wooden door close behind him. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.